This program contains explicit content and subject matter which may be unsuitable for some listeners. Discretion is advised.
Hi, this is Donny Osmond, and you're listening to Greg and Joe.
Well, I think we should just bring on Paulie, better known as Burt Young.
They're talking about a movie called Creed.
You know what, though? We better have Paulie in that movie.
If they dump me, it'll be sacrilegious.
Hi, Mario Lopez. Mario, how's it going tonight?
Hey, I'm doing great. And you got a lot of Hollywood hotties getting on you, or what? And you were like a Miley Cyrus. That shit works. You know, I mean,
I've known her since she was a little girl. She's real sweet, and, she's grown up.
Oh, yeah. Hell, yeah, she has.
Mr. Gianni Russo played Carlo Rizzi in the original Godfather.
James Caan.
Ah,
filthy asshole.
He broke through your ribs, you saying?
With the kicking when I crawled out?
Yeah.
Going to the fire hydrant?
Mm-hmm.
We want to introduce Mr. Bach Rutten.
How many bouncers did you take out at that one time in Sweden?
There were five of them, so I had every one I dropped, but they were keep coming back up,
Mario Andretti. Mario, how are you this evening?
Wonderful, guys. Greg, one question.
Yeah.
If I call you the rambling freak, will you squash me like a bug?
Now, here are Greg Valentino and Joe Pietero.
This is the Reverend Bob Levy, and you're listening to the Greg and Joe Show. Two guineas, one mic. This is motherfuckers, and I'm coming to your house. Be your daughter.
And right now, Greg, right on
yes.
cue, we're being joined by the CW Arrow television programs, plays the character named John Diggle. This is a veteran actor, he's been around a long time, playing a lot of TV shows and films, Mr. David Ramsey. David, welcome to the Greg and Joe Show.
Hey, guys, it's fantastic. Good morning. It's foggy out here in Vancouver, so I can't quite see the sun, but good morning.
Oh, you're in Vancouver.
Right. We thought you were in Los Angeles.
They film in Vancouver, show.
We film in Vancouver. Vancouver's almost like little Hollywood, man. There's like a million shows up here.
Yeah, And you know what? We did an interview with Max Martini, who's in the 50 Shades of Grey movie, and they filmed a lot of that in Vancouver, too. So that's like when you said that, it reminded me of Max telling me that last time. So, yeah, that's pretty wild how I guess, you know, it is. It's costs. It makes sense. It's economics. L.A., New York
is all
the
money.
Most expensive places. Yeah. So you got to shoot where it's conducive to that. So we're going to get into a little bit of the TV stuff, but you obviously need to be in great shape to play this part. I mean, you're a bodyguard and the partner of the Arrow, which is the Green Arrow from DC Comics character. So how do you find time to work out when you're on the set with all of this work that you do, with being on Blue Bloods and Grey's Anatomy, you know, tons of series?
Well, that's tough because actually Blue Bloods is still going on. So I'm actually in Arrow as a regular. I'm playing John Diggle, who luckily enough is now part of the DC canon. So he's actually in the comic book, and he's a special forces guy, right? He's done four tours in Afghanistan, and there's a lot of physicality to him. He's a martial artist, and now I play, go over to New York and I shoot with Tom Selleck playing the mayor of New York, and I'm bulging out of my suit, so I'm like the biggest, most physically imposing mayor New York has ever had in Blue Bloods. So it's a lot of fun. But how do I find time? You just find time. It's funny because Steven and I talk about this all the time because we both have to be in really fairly good shape because we have to take off our shirts and everything else. So it's eating. That's 80% of it, man. Really, I mean, working out is what it is, but you just got to put the right stuff in your body, you know, and sleep. I mean, people don't even think about this stuff a lot, but sleep and eating is very important.
Absolutely.
How do you? Yeah, what do you eat? Do they like? Do they make you the food on the set, or do you have to go get your own food? I mean, like, what do you eat? You know, during the day.
They do. They do. It's. I'm going to turn into a chicken. I don't know if I'm talking to Joe or not, but I'm going to turn into a chicken. Really, it's like it's chicken breast all the time. I'm talking like cooked lean chicken breast, not the turkey slices or the chicken slices of sandwich meat, but like regular chicken off of chicken. Okay, chicken breast. We're looking at steaks, lean cut steaks, a lot of salmon, trout, and this is through catering and through the craft service department of the show, and we're lucky to have that, but it's just we're just consuming a lot of calories, and then you know we're doing vegetables, and I mean you have to carb up, but for me I try not to do any carbs after about 6:30, 7 o'clock.
Right.
That's just me.
I got to ask you another question, David. I heard that you practice Jiu-Jitsu and that you're very good at it.
Yeah.
Do you still do that? Is that part of your daily regimen? And I mean, because that's you know, like working out, that's very you know, consuming. You know, what I mean, I would be crawling into the studio if I was you. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Well, I've been fortunate enough to do that, to continue doing that. But I've been doing that for 22 years. But here up in Vancouver, and the schedules being what they are, you're doing 12-hour days sometimes, 10-hour days, 14-hour days sometimes. It's tough to kind of get into a class or get with my Sifu or my trainer and just kind of do drills and work on drills. So on average, I'm getting in during the season twice a week, you know,
wow.
On the weekends, two, maybe three, maybe once during the week and you know, two classes on Saturday or something sometimes. So twice a week, I would say, would be average. But it's tough. It's tough to continue doing that. It's tough to continue doing anything with these schedules. But, this, you know, these are – I mean, I don't want to come off as a complaining actor. Like, oh, it's so tough. This is such a bad – you know, it's
– You poor guy.
It's fantastic. The role of John the role of John Diggle's great. Arrow's fantastic. I'm lucky enough to be on the hit show. Two hit shows. I mean, I'm thanking my lucky stars, man.
You know, David.
Also, and go ahead, Greg. I'm sorry. Go ahead.
Oh, I was going to say to him because, you know, I've done a few things on TV and a couple of movies too myself. And the hardest part to me is the sitting around waiting.
Yeah.
I mean, if you sit around and wait, you know, is that I've sat and waited hours just for one little scene and shit, you know.
Well, you know, again, on the set of Arrow, we have this little area that we all kind of, as characters, congregate. It's called the Foundry, right? And basically, it's the Bat Cave the Arrow Cave, right? It's where the team headquarters, so to speak. And
right.
for our show, it's also kind of a training facility for Oliver Queen / the Arrow. So there's a salmon ladder in there. There's boxing gloves with a few bags, the places we can
nice.
Do chin-ups, places we can do push-ups. So, you know, during that off time that you're talking about, if we're on that set, we're going there, we're hammering out 100 chin-ups, 100, you know, pull-ups, get on the heavy bag. You know,
nice.
that's kind of the stuff. We kind of find ways to kind of get a workout in while we're on set because you're right. Half your time is sitting around waiting. But, you know, luckily on this show, there's so much action that at least for Steven, there's not – downtime for him might be 30, 35 minutes. You know, there's been an hour, hour and a half for me, but you get very few times where there's 3 hours downtime or 4 hours downtime. The show moves very, very quickly.
Yeah, but when you haven't gotten much sleep the night before, you've been really active – sitting around waiting even an hour, hour and a half feels like an eternity. You know, I mean, you got to keep yourself occupied.
Yeah. Yeah.
I mean,
yeah,
you know, I've
right.
seen people sit around sleeping in a bat. You know what I mean? It's just, I was just curious about that because I knew that you did martial arts. And I know that's awesome to keep yourself in shape as well as working out, you know, lifting weights. So I wasn't sure, you know, maybe get a little.
David, you mentioned boxing and definitely something that popped off the page looking at your previous work. You starred in a television movie as the greatest, Muhammad Ali. That must
have been the greatest of all time. Yeah.
Yeah. That must have been pretty amazing. The movie's called Ali, an American Hero. It was on the Fox network, and so
yeah,
that must have been you're into martial arts, so I mean that must have been pretty cool to play a boxer, the best boxer ever.
You know, it's funny. I got a little story about that. I trained with a great martial artist kickboxer named Benny the Jet Upides. Right, the people who are in the into the kickboxing world know exactly who Benny the Jet is. He's been around forever, kickboxing champion. And when I tell you now that I try not to do any carbs after 6:37, that was because of that. That was because of training with him. Like, that stuck with me since then, and I think I did the show over a decade, or the movie of the week over a decade ago. But that was really about him really stressing the importance of nutrition and just kind of maintaining that ripped look. And listen, and that doesn't necessarily work for everybody. You know, this isn't the Bible, but for me, it really, you know, just not doing any carbs after that. And if you want to do a snack, you know, do a piece of protein or something, or, you know, but that idea really kind of helped me and my body kind of just maintain those ripped. But yeah, that was years ago. And it was a lot of fun, man. That was a fun project.
Did you get to meet Muhammad Ali?
You know, I did not get to meet Muhammad Ali. Well, it was funny. The funny story, actually, I wanted to tell you, and I'm almost glad you said that. I didn't. But this was during the time when there were three Ali cinematic things being done. And let me just kind of paint the picture. But Terrence Howard did a ABC movie of the week for Ali, right? And I did a Fox movie of the week. So there are two going on at the same time. And then Will Smith was shooting his big one with Michael Mann, right? Out in Africa with Jamie Foxx. It was huge, right? So there's two little small movie of the weeks on television and one big, huge movie. And they're all kind of shooting around the same time because that's the way Hollywood works, right? When one thing happens, everybody jumps on board. So I ran into Will at a party. And I think it was the second time I met him in my life. We talked for a little bit. And he said, "Hey, who's your trainer?" And I said, "Oh, man, listen, great kickboxer, Benny the Jet. I mean, he's been around forever. He's great and fantastic." He was like, "Oh, yeah, that's great." I said, "Who's your trainer, Will?" He said, "Oh, well, Angelo."
Dundee.
Oh, shit. Angelo Dundee.
Wow.
I said, "Oh, okay, Will, that's fantastic." That's awesome. You know, yeah, but you know, just give you some idea of the range of, you know, what the big Michael Mann Will Smith movie was and what the, you know, David Ramsey Fox movie of the week was, you know. But
hey, don't sell yourself short, man. You still played Muhammad Ali, that doesn't matter.
Listen, even with that, I wouldn't have traded having Benny the Jet in my corner for anybody. He was fantastic. The training was great. I learned, you know, just so much about nutrition and just training in general with him. And as I'm sure everyone, I'm sure Terrence had a similar experience, and Will obviously did because he looked great in this film. So it was just a great physical time of my life, and just learning about boxing and particularly about nutrition.
Yeah, yeah, but you're keeping it up because you look great. You're in great shape now, and the roles that you're getting, you know, prove that. So I know you have a couple of other things lined up, so I want to let you go. David, thank you so much for joining us. Do you have any sites you want to plug, Twitter pages, anything? Feel free, man.
Well, I appreciate that. You can find me on Twitter, David_Ramsey, David Paul Ramsey on Instagram. But, hey, Errol. Errol's the big thing. And tune in, because I think everyone who watches that's going to love the show.
Yep, that's on the CW Network, Arrow. It's about the Green Arrow DC comic character. And David plays the character role of John Diggle. And David, you have a great day, and thanks for joining us this afternoon.
Thank you, David.
Guys, thanks a lot. Have a good one. Have fun. Talk to you soon.
You too.
All righty now. David Ramsey, CW's 11. Pretty cool, Greg. I mean, this guy's in these superhero, programs, and he played Muhammad Ali. I mean, you got to be in good shape to play Muhammad Ali.
Great.
I don't care if it's I don't give a shit if it's a TV movie, if it's a Hollywood movie. If you're playing that character and people are putting you in that role, you got to be in great shape. So, this guy, he's got his chops. He's got his chops there. So that was pretty cool. But why don't we take a quick break, recap, come back right after this, and we'll talk a little Arnold Classic when we get back, Greg.
All right.
We'll be right back after this quick word, Greg. Go.
Hey, don't go anywhere. Greg and Joe will be right back.
Hey, this is Sebastian Bach, and you are listening to Greg and Joe.
Hey, it's Drita from Mobwise, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, and you know what? You better listen, or else.
Hey, it's Max Martini from 50 Shades of Grey, and you're listening to Greg Valentino and Joe Piotaro.
This is Jim Kelly, former Buffalo Bills quarterback and Pro Football Hall of Famer, and you're listening to Joe Piotaro and Greg Valentino.
Hey, everybody, this is Ron Bumblefoot Thaw, and you're listening to Joe Piotaro and Greg Valentino. Oh, yeah!
Hey, this is Dan Hardy from the UFC. You're listening to Greg and Joe.
This is Ernie Banks. You're listening to Greg and Joe. They're great guys.
Hey, it's Artie Lang, and you're listening to Greg and Joe. Check it out.
What's up, guys? James Maslow here, and you're listening to Joe and Greg.
This is Big Ed, and you're listening to Greg and Joe, and you better fucking listen.
And now, back to Greg and Joe.
And welcome back, Greg and Joe. Well, thanks once again to David Ramsey. TV, movie actors, things like that. These guys, if these guys put the time in to eat and do well, shit, man. You know, you gotta give them credit where credit's due. So, good for him. He is in a couple of good shows. Recurring role on Blue Bloods with Tom Selleck. That show's been around for like 3 or 4 years now, I think. So, and it's pretty good. I wish he could take over for the real mayor of New York City with that fucking big red, de Blasio, in office.
Oh,
I would love it.
God.
He would fucking, I want David Ramsey to be the mayor of New York City. Yes, I know the character's name is Mayor Carter Poole with two O's and an E at the end. We want him in. Let's get rid of that guy. But, hey, that's a topic for another day, bro. Coming up, was it 28 days from now? The fucking Arnold Classic, bro.
28 days later, like the movie.
We're going to sunny Columbus, Ohio.
You know how many times I've been there and it's fucking snowed like a motherfucker?
It's always cold, but who cares? You know what? We're not going to lay on the beach. We're going to bodybuilders. So wrong.
Yeah, but you know what? A lot of them are in bikinis and shit.
Yes, a lot of them are in bikinis, and
they
have female parts under them, so that's good. But it's going to be different this year, and I'm sure you're aware of it too. And I love the fucking arena, the old auditorium where they've held the Arnold Classic since day one, since 89, and where the Mr. World in 1970 was held. That's why Arnold fell in love with that city, is because he went there and competed in the Mr. World. That's where he first met Jim Lorimer, who's his promoting partner, and they put the show on now. That Veterans Memorial is being redone. They're doing a lot of work on it. So everything this year is going to be held at the Expo Hall. Believe it or not, there's no auditorium for the actual finals. It's that they must have a big area that they made for the where they're going to actually hold it at the Expo Convention Center, and the Expo Hall's inside of that. So it's cool. I don't know what to expect. I mean, the little stage that they have at the Expo, that's not going to be where the finals are. You know that. So it's going to have to be a whole separate area of that whole big, you know, things like it's like a whole city block. You know, I mean, we were walking around there, you know, from the hotel last time we were there before we got, Brand X'd. But it's going to be different this year. I'm curious to see, like, where the pump-up room is, where are we going to be allowed to not go.
I've been to so many of those, I could give a shit who went that. You know what I mean? We're going because, we're going to rub elbows. Let's be blunt. We're going because we want to rub elbows with the right people. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, we want to market ourselves. Market our product.
If you work for the NFL, and that's your thing. If you're into football, you know, whether you care who wins the Super Bowl or not, you got to go. So that's basically where we're going. It's our industry's biggest gig.
Yes. Actually, it is. Expo-wise, yeah, it's bigger than the Olympia Expo. Even though Olympia Expo is getting bigger, it's still not the Arnold Expo. So we're not going there with pom-poms. With fucking, you know, give me a, you know, fucking, let's see Dexter the Blade. We're not going there for that. Yeah, we're going to cover the show because we're a fucking media outlet and we're a print magazine. So, yeah, we're going there as a media organization, of course. But we're also going, like you said, to fucking, we're going to make a statement. And we will have the new issue, print issue, with Lee Priest on the cover with us in Columbus, Ohio. So if you see Greg or myself walking around the expo, get us early because I hate carrying a fucking sack full of magazines around. It hurts my bad shoulder. I got a bad shoulder and a bad elbow, one on each side. So I have no good side and I'm old. I'm getting older. So if you see me or Greg there, get them early because I'm giving those things away and I'm not fucking going back to get more until the next day. So, yeah, we're going to – and also I'm looking to get the shirts with that cover on it too. That's a little – let the cat out of the bag a little bit there. But I'm so psyched for everything going on with Muscle Sport Mag, with you on board and Lee and Victor Richards, whose article posted yesterday on the site, and Dana and Colette and RX Muscles, everything we got going on with those guys. We're going to be hanging out with another one of our columnists, Bob Bonham, in Columbus, Ohio, another one that is well-liked around town.
Like the rest. I'm telling you,
like the rest of us.
We should talk to Victor. We should steal his the Muscle Outcast. That's, we're the Muscle Outcast, not for nothing.
Yeah, the whole crew.
Kirk Radomski. I mean, he's definitely a muscle. We're the fucking dude, that is the greatest name I've ever heard.
Yeah, it is.
That is the greatest fucking name I've ever heard. I love that.
And what's fucking funny about it is that Victor is with us. He's considers himself the Muscle Outcast, and now he's, you know, we want to fucking, you know, spread the name around because there's other ones too, Vic, that are on your side that the fucking also. But it's going to be fun. We're going to run into some old familiar faces there, I'm sure. And listen, I'm going there for fucking business, man. I'm not going there to fucking...
No, I don't give a shit. They can fucking...
Stupid shit. No, I don't give a fuck. I give two fucks.
They'll be at the buffet
all day
anyway.
I'm going there because we need to go there. Huh?
Yeah, we got to. Right.
Yeah.
That's the whole reason. Let's be blunt. We're on fucking thing. And no, we don't give a shit. You know, we want to go because we have to go. You know what I mean? It's I'm going to bitch and moan the whole way. You know, oh, fuck, I got to leave my cab. That's just the way I am. But realistically, we're going.
We're going because it's the industry, you know, that's like the fucking biggest get together of the year for the industry people and advertisers. So that's going to be the most important part of that. But I think we're going to catch a few people off guard. They're going to see Greg and they're going to think he's still with Brand X. And
yes,
Greg
they
is
will.
Going to say,
and-
They, he's going to be wearing the shirt that says something else, and he's going to be handing them something else with his column in there. So I think that's going to be pretty. It's going to be pretty cool because I'm sure that Brand X isn't spreading the word. So we're going to have to do so.
Well, you know what? If anybody's listening to this that does read my column, go to Muscle Sport. I almost fucked. Go to Muscle
Sport.
You're
so used to it.
Well, I was going to say Muscular Sport. But go to Muscle Sport Mag and .com, obviously, idiots. And you'll see what you always read, you know, over at Brand X, the Ramblin' Freak. I'll say that word. And you'll see it's now on Muscle Sport Mag. So you get the same stuff, you know, same wacky shit, you know, just different name. That's all. So
better.
That's where we are now. If you want to find me over there.
Because
you know,
when you sent me your column, I didn't tell you, can you change this, Greg? Can you put something about Wolf in there and Dexter and Evan? Can you write something about Jay Cutler? No, you didn't hear none of that from me, right?
No, because you're smart enough to know that nobody wants to read that shit. Nobody, listen, when you go and you watch like an Adam Sandler movie, or you know, one of those guys. You want to see funny shit. You know what I mean? You know when you're going to see Adamson, you want to see a, you wouldn't want to see him in a remake of, like, you know, Gone with the Wind or something, you know, something serious, because it doesn't really, it's, you know what I mean? When you read my shit, nobody reads my shit saying, you know, I want to know what Tarantino thinks. Like, who's going to win the Arnold Classic? Nobody gives a fuck about what I think about that. They want to hear the wacky side of the Arnold Classic. They want to hear what Chick will talk, you know. You know what I'm saying? You know, did I grab any ass or whatever? I like all that shit, you know?
And you know what? That's what you get when you read Greg's column. You get bodily fluids flying all over, some shit, some cum, all different wacky, funny, you know, the last one that we just posted up on the MuscleSportMag.com, Greg talks about rats in a ghetto apartment with three Latinas and Bob Bonham, Greg, and another friend that is. It's fucking hysterical. It's sick shit. It's fucking funny as hell. And it's also brought to you by TryBestinWorldwide.com, the
and
new sponsor of the Greg Talking Smack column.
I got a quick, like, little mini confession here, right? People don't know. We pre-recorded this, okay? And it's 2:30 our time. Well, I'm not going to tell you what day, whatever. But anyway, it's 2:30 our time. At 2:08, my girlfriend started grabbing my crotch, all right? We actually had sex, and I came, and she came, and we had all this wicked sex, and I was done by 2:18 in plenty. Because she's going, well, wait a minute, do we have time? If you're going to, it's 2:08, and you got to, you know, you got to call on the radio show at 2:30. And I said, shit, fuck yeah, you know what I mean? Now, I'm not lying to you, you know, because I just started taking the trifecta. So, naturally, my testosterone was so bad, so low. I'm not on hormone replacement. You know that, Joe. So anything that I start doing that remotely affects my testosterone, I feel like a man again. So I had wicked sex all in that little teeny time, from 2:08 to 2:18, done.
That's pretty. Was there foreplay involved in that, or did you just, like, get right
down
to it?
That's foreplay, that's sex, that's ass eating, it's everything, and fucking done in fucking 10 minutes. Now, that's pretty pathetic. That's pretty pathetic, but that's 5 minutes off from my last time.
Yeah, but you know what? When you get into your 40s and 50s for you and late 40s for me, if you come quick, it's not embarrassing anymore. You're like, wow, that, you know what? I still got it. Because it's easy to take forever to come and lose your heart on.
She's 28, you know what I mean? She was boning and groaning first, you know?
Yeah, yeah. But that's good, though.
But
you know what?
Dude, that normally wouldn't happen because it's a tribe. But now, the fast fight was great. It was actually, sometimes I got to lay there for hours and the dick keeps dropping and, you know, like, what's the matter? You know, you know what I mean?
And they dry up and they're like, finish up already. Yeah.
Yeah.
It's starting
She's
to hurt.
Watching
Are you close?
A television show while I'm trying to fucking, you know what I mean?
Are you ever going to come? Yeah, that put me over the top, baby. Yeah, now I'm fucking done. But my wife knows the little things that she has to do. Just like little
push
things.
Push your
button. Boom. Oh, fuck, boom. And I tell her, no. And she does it. So I know that that's her signal saying, I'm good. I had my whatever. You know, I usually try to give 3 or 4, you know, before I fucking blow my fucking steam on her. But, you know, so that's, hey, listen, try Bestin. Not only does it help you in the bodybuilding world, it helps you in
right.
bed.
Anything to boost
that's
your
killing,
test.
That's
telling you,
two of the best
anything
to
boost
stone.
Your test, especially naturally, your own testosterone, will definitely raise your sex drive, without a doubt. I mean, I'm
so
not worried
sure
about getting back, because I still kept a lot of muscle, because I was, you know, I was natural for all those years, 23 years natural. So I have a lot of muscle on me, but, you know, the fact that it's helping my sex drive, that's pretty good, you know what I mean? That, you know, because I can take a Viagra, my dick could get hard, but the drive's not there, you know what I mean?
Yes. Yeah, so definitely check out Greg's new sponsor each and every month in the magazine and on the website, TriBestin, that's TriBestan, worldwide.com. You will see the banners inside his story. And also we have the video. I embedded the video that you did for Dan over there, and it's at the end of your column. And also a sponsor of the Greg and Joe radio show is BodybuildersBodyWash.com. Make sure you check them out. I have the banners in the radio episodes and on the radio page. That's to get rid of that nasty old acne when you're fucking juicing up. And I'm sure that some of the Ramblin' Freak fans have experienced Bacne in their time, Greg.
Oh, absolutely. I know a lot of guys. I have friends, that, young guys mostly, with that zip on top of zips. It's gross. I have a friend from the bottom of his feet to the top of his head. He was so disgusting. And he's super jacked, too. And it's really gross.
Yeah.
I never got any of that, but God bless him.
Hey, some of us are lucky. But, hey, dude, we're out of time, man. We had a fun episode with the CW11s and Arrow and the Blue Bloods. Mayor David Ramsey joined us today, and we spoke a little about Arnold and a little bit about dropping loads with Tribestin. Dude, we will do this again 1 week from tonight, right?
You got it.
All right, that'll do it for us this week on the Greg and Joe Show. Make sure you check us out each and every Monday, 8 p.m. Eastern Time on MuscleSportMag.com. Have a good week, folks.
It's the Greg and Joe Show, brought to you by Muscle Sport Magazine.
I have big dreams, I'm making big cream, big shot, heavy hitter on the main.